You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. Prosecutors say two cops involved in the shooting of a man in Colchester last month have been cleared of any criminal wrongdoing. But as VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, the investigation was lacking some key evidence.
When Burlington police shot and killed a man in the midst of a mental health crisis in 2013, not every officer was equipped with a body camera. As a result, there was no video of the shooting. Now, every uniformed officer in the Burlington Police Department has a body camera. But when Detective Rick Volpe and Sergeant Brian LaBarge shot a Colchester man in the early morning of September 20th, both of their body cameras were turned off. Chittenden County State's Attorney T.J. Donovan explained why at a news conference Monday.
Sergeant LaBarge and Corporal Martin turned their cameras off upon arrival at the scene because the cameras have a red light that appears at all times that the camera is turned on. Given how dark it was at the scene, the red lights were visible and could make the officer's locations known to Mr. Hemingway. Officer Wren turned her camera off because the cameras periodically make an audible beeping sound to remind officers that the camera is recording.
When he was asked if police had thought of such problems in advance, Burlington Deputy Police Chief Bruce Bovat said they hadn't.
I can only speak for us. This is the first situation that I'm aware of that brought the severity to light that something needs to be addressed regarding to the sound and the lights.
Taser International makes the body cameras that Burlington police use, and the company did address the issues of the sound and the lights. At the bottom of page 13 of the user's manual for the body cameras, users can learn how to turn off the audio beep the body camera makes. On page 14, the manual says that by holding a button down for 10 seconds, users can turn off the light, too. When VPR called Bovat to ask about this detail, he asked a reporter to hold on, then began talking to someone else. After a brief exchange, he could be heard saying this.
Holy mother of f***, are you saying that all we have to do is hold the button for 10 seconds and it goes to stealth mode, but we can hold it again for 10 seconds and it'll come back?
Chief Brendan Del Pozo says the department's unfamiliarity with the camera's features shows a need for more training.
Obviously, this shows that although we led the state in the deployment of body cameras, that we're the biggest agency and every cop has one, apparently we have a lot of work to do to make sure that we have a policy that captures the type of footage we need to capture, especially during a firearms discharge.
Del Pozo said there will be changes to the department's body camera policies in a matter of weeks. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.